Welcome to The V Word, where we talk about sexual and domestic violence, stalking, harassment, and trafficking. We talk about what is going on in the community, what resources are available, and what changes are happening to end violence. While Americans were enjoying a holiday weekend, feminist activists in London were busy protesting budget cuts to domestic violence services. They dyed Trafalgar Square's fountains red after hundreds of women marched through London's West End in a noisy protest, chanting, "They cut, we bleed." Feminist activists styled their protests much like a funeral procession for the victims of domestic violence. The Guardian reported that 500 women attended the protest, which started in Soho Square with a memorial service for women killed this year by domestic violence. The names and ages of victims were read out as protesters stood in silence with their fists raised. Following the memorial, they marched from Soho to Trafalgar Square, blocking roads and stopping traffic. Sarah Quay, an activist and organizer from Sisters Uncut, stated, "These cuts are going to affect women who are trying to flee domestic violence through their benefits, their housing, and their safe homes. They are all being cut. We are taking direct action to say we are not going away. When two women a week are being killed by domestic violence, we can't take it, we can't accept it." Sisters Uncut organized the protest in reaction to budget cuts announced on the Elimination of Violence Against Women Day, November 25th. Bad timing there, London. Here in the States, we face the same issue every year. Advocates and activists in each state work hard to convince legislators of the need to keep funding going. You can add your voice to your state coalition to help them advocate for the necessary funds to keep rape crisis centers and domestic violence shelters adequately staffed and functioning. According to the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance, survivors of domestic violence who were staying in Virginia shelters responded to the question, "What would you have done if the shelter had not existed?" 21% said they would have had to return to their abusers. Domestic and sexual violence impact our families, homes, communities, schools, and workplaces on a daily basis. Domestic and sexual violence impact all socioeconomic levels, cultures, and religions. The governor's office in Virginia reports that in 2012, at least 117 men, women, and children lost their lives to domestic violence. That year, there were more than 67,000 calls to domestic violence and sexual assault hotlines across the state. People die through domestic violence every year. Need help if you've been assaulted or if a loved one has been assaulted or someone you know? You can get help. If you're not sure what to do, you can call the Virginia Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-838-8238. A live person will answer your questions and link you to the closest sexual assault or domestic violence shelter in your area and help you get connected to services on your college campus as well. The V Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It can also be heard streamed at WRIR.org. If you'd like more information or hear the transcripts of this show or past shows, you can log on to thevword.org and read our blog. Have a story you want to share? Have a question you want to ask? Email me at thevword.radio@gmail.com or follow us on our Twitter account at Prevent Violence. You can also find our Facebook page, The V Word Radio Show. This show is produced by Carol Olson